Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Cifra Pulse Results for Q1 2010 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star then zero on your telephone keypad. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to your chairperson, Mr. Dominic Lubicki, President of the Management Board. Please begin your meeting, and I'll be standing by.
Thank you, operator. Hello, everyone. My name is Dominic Lubicki. I'm the CEO. With me, Tomasz Szalong, CFO, who will, and we will both have a pleasure to present you the first quarter results of 2010 of our company. I would like to start with the announcement of another quarter of a very good sales result. Gross sales amounted to 135,000, and it's worth to mention that these sales results are subject to deduction of these contract who were reinstated by the same clients in the given period. The comment is important because it is also connected with adjustment of the definition of churn, which we announced a couple of quarters ago, that how we will be presenting the churn in 2010. To this subject, I will come back in a second. After the first quarter, the total number of the subscribers of our television services amounted to 3,240,000. What's very important, the recent adds were based on the improved package mix, in result of which our family package ARPU went up by 4%. In the meantime, our MVNO users number is 30,000. Today, it's 32,000. It's very important to mention that it's the consequence of the change of the strategy. Today, we sell only postpaid contract, and as you see, the number of the postpaid is already higher than 50%. It's what is a result, as I said, of the change of the strategy. Till now, we acquired over 150,000 users, but majority of them were prepaid. Today, we are looking only after postpaid customers. In February, we started with our internet project, long time ago announced, and we had at the end of the quarter, 5,000 of the internet subscribers. Today, it's more than 8,000. We enhanced our programming offer by a few new channels, including what's the most important, three HD channels. You'll see in the cost of the programming that we achieved that without any increase in the cost of programming. Our very good financial results, I will show them in a second, were supported by a stronger Polish zloty. Not only, it's also effect of the cost-cutting, especially on the programming side, and also by a better programming mix and a larger number of the subscribers. After receiving the agreement, after receiving the okay from the anti-monopoly office, we acquired 94% of mPunkt, the network which we purchased purchase in order to sell our telecommunication products. Our achievements in 2009 and first quarter of 2010 were recognized and awarded by number of the awards, which we present on the next slide. And what I would like to draw your attention to is that the two most valuable for me awards, virtual telephony, which was Cyfrowy Polsat was awarded due to the fact of the broadband internet new solutions introduced, as I said, in February. That's very important because it looks that everyone in the industry recognized our innovative approach. And since this project is very strategic for us, that's why we believe we are going in the right direction. The second one was awarded by Euromoney, and this is important for the management board because we were awarded as the best managed companies in Central and Eastern Europe, and we received the second prize in the category in Poland. In as I said, we are now in the possession of 94% of shares of M.Punkt Holding. What's important, we purchased the next part of it for the similar, for the comparable money. So we fulfilled our obligation, what we announced before, that the taking over the majority of the company will be without an extra cost for the company, for the premium price. We still cooperate in Polkomtel. The part of the network is still selling the Polkomtel product. However, the majority of it has already introduced Cyfrowy Polsat DTH product, and step by step, according to the reach of our network, internet network, we are introducing our internet products to M.Punkt point of sales. On slide number 7, you'll see our gross sales in the form of the graph. I already mentioned the results of gross sales: 135, 37 net additions, 37,000, with a churn of 9.1%. It's slightly higher than in the comparable quarter of 2009. It's due to the certain fact which we enumerated on this slide. First of all, we are at the end of the process of terminating, for changing the terms and conditions which were imposed by Polish regulatory body, but it's also the consequence of very aggressive competitive environment in Q4, because all the platform has a 3-month termination notice in the contracts with their clients. So the effect of the competitiveness in Q4 is always in the Q1 and Q2. The fact of the growth of churn in the mini package is because of the big number of the customers which left the first first period of initial contract. And therefore, the in the previous quarters, the influence of the churn in the mini package was marginal. We expect the churn to stabilize in the second half of the year because of the same reason why it grew now. So it changes of the terms and conditions. The new terms and conditions which we send to our clients, give them the choice or to stay loyal and sign for another closed period, or to stay on the undefined period of time, but then the price of the packages goes up by two zloty, so it means that the ARPU will grow. So typical win-win situation, or lower churn or higher ARPU. The number of the customers in the family package after first quarter of 2010 is 2.6 million. The growth by 300,000 in last 12 months. Respectively, in Mini, the number of the customers is 630, the growth by 140,000. In the boxes below, you see the churn in these packages. It's worth to mention that the churn in 2010 is presented in the same way as the BSkyB so it is less. It was the clients who reinstated their contract with the platform in the given period. Good information. Our ARPU grew on family package by 4% and on mini package by 23%. That's basically due to the fact that we managed to improve our premium product and convinced our clients to pay for that. On mini package, ARPU growth is because there is a number of the customers who terminated their first contract with Cyfrowy Polsat. The one consequence of it is churn. The second is that this is the moment when we can convince them to change the package they subscribe to. Some of them indeed change the subscription to the higher tier, which is called Minimax, and that's why we achieved 23% growth on ARPU on the mini package. So as a result of these operating activities, our financial results improved, and actually all of them improved by two-digit percentage figure. Our revenue went up to 375 million, EBITDA, so it means 18% up, EBITDA went up to 123 million, 31% up, net income 86 million, 19% up, and what we are very proud of, that our EBITDA margin on the whole business, including telecommunication, is 33%, but as you will see in a second, DTH EBITDA is over 41%, so it proves the theory which we always say, that this is the possible development of this indicator. So now I would like to give the floor to CFO Tomasz Szeląg. Tomek.
Thank you, Dominik. Hello to everyone. I've got the pleasure to present to you very good financial results of Cyfrowy Polsat. At the beginning, I would like to make a short introduction, as I did last time. While reporting Q1 results, we also corrected 2009 results due to the payout of bonuses for the management board and employees. So today we published two statements, financial statements. In Q1, in our accounting policy, we added detailed information on rules and methods of valuation of derivatives, and as a result, we also implemented hedge accounting. And last but not least, as a result of implementation of multiplay offer, which will happen in Q2, we decided not to distinguish separate business segments in the form of DTH and telco. And as the management board, we analyze these businesses together and treat them as one segment of services available for our subscribers, which are individual clients. This is a similar strategy as BSkyB is doing in their analysis. On slide number 12, you have the summary of more detailed information presented on next slides. Generally, revenues growth was at the level of 18%, and it was 2 percentage points more in comparison to the cost growth. In nominal terms, it looks even better. Our revenues increased by 58 million and cost only by 36 million, which gives additional 22 million to the profits. As a result of such trends, we generated impressive financial results. For example, our EBITDA margin increased by 2.5 percentage points. Slide number 13 presents our revenues. They grew by 18%, as I said, due to the increase in the subscription fees. Subscription fees accounted for 94% of the total revenues, what is presented on the right-hand side graph, and it is 2 percentage points more in comparison to Q4 2009. This definitely disproves the stability of the business, as these revenues are diversified over more than 3.2 million subscribers. Subscription fees are still growing, and this is very satisfying us. On the quarterly basis, they increased by 62 million, meaning 21%, and reached the level of 353 million. Revenues from equipment sales on the quarterly basis decreased by 1 million, meaning 10%, mainly as a result of lower average price of one set-top box sold. It is connected with our retention programs. Customers have the possibility of buying from us a set-top box at 1 zloty, which finally increases total subsidy. However, the customer is loyalized again, and it has very positive effects for the company in the future. Last but not least, the difference in other operating revenues, you've got them in the table below. On the quarterly basis, they decreased by 6 million, and this is mainly connected with the fact that the last portion from one of contribution from Nagravision was booked in Q1 2009, and from that moment you shouldn't expect any revenues from that source. Slide number 14, operating costs. We did the expression that they're under control, and I'm going to prove it describing this slide. First of all, we had the positive effects foreign exchange impact on quarterly basis of 18 million on programming and transmission services costs. Our programming cost declined by 5 million, meaning 5%, and this was it was not only a result of stronger zloty versus euro and US dollar, but to higher extent, it was due to the renegotiation of programming agreements we undertook in the second half of last year. And finally, these two effects were so huge that they covered even natural programming cost increase connected with growing subscriber base, higher penetration of premium packages, and enrichment of programming offer. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management, and retention costs grew by 16 million, meaning 32% as a result of growing call center and marketing costs. Call center costs grew by 8 million as a result of higher subscriber base we need to service, retention programs we implemented last year, and we didn't have such initiative in the first quarter of 2009, and mailing cost of new terms and conditions and disposition wasn't also visible in Q1 2009. Marketing costs grew by 9 million, mainly as a result of our local marketing activities. We didn't have such initiative in Q1 2009, so again, we've got the base effect. And marketing costs increased also due to the introduction of internet services in February this year. Transmission services cost on a quarterly basis stayed nearly at the same level even despite the fact that in Q1 2010 we had additional transponder capacity rental costs, and we didn't have such cost last year in Q1 2009. and our subscriber base increased. We pay per subscriber basis. And this situation is connected with the fact that we signed a new agreement with Nagra Vision, and after negotiations, we managed to decrease considerably fees for conditional access system. Depreciation and amortization increased by 8 million, mainly as a result of higher number of set-top boxes being leased and then amortized. And last but not least, bad debt provision and cost of receivables written off increased by 6 million, mainly as a result of three factors. General increase of receivables in DTH sector due to a growing subscriber base. This is the natural effect. Introduction of internet offer and relaunch of MVNO offer, and as a result, growing receivables of these two businesses. And free period of some promotional offers just ended, and subscribers need some time to get used to paying for DTH services, and this the third factor is a seasonal one. Slide number 15, we presented EBITDA reconciliation. Our EBITDA is higher by 31% and reached the level of 123 million, and EBITDA margin was at the level of nearly 33%. Our DTH EBITDA margin, as Dominik said, was at the level of 41.1%. On the left-hand side graph, you have EBITDA reconciliation, and you can see that FX impact, as I said, was 18 million, and our organic growth was 26 million, and the cost of running two new businesses, namely MVNO and Internet, was 15 million. As a result, we have this number of 123 million as EBITDA. And last slide connected with financials, slide number 16 presents our cash flows in Q1 2010. We started the year with 73 million. Cash flows from operations were 15 million, and this is much higher number we had last year in Q1 2009, where it was a negative of 36 million. Our CapEx was 12 million, and we mainly spent it on IT systems and IT hardware, and the indicator CapEx versus revenues was 3.1%. Finally, we are net cash positive company of 28 million. At the end of Q1, we had 60 million, and outstanding debt was at the level of 32 million. The last installment of our outstanding debt we are going to pay in October this year. Thank you very much, Dominik.
Thank you, Tomek. We presented you with the historical result of Q1, and I would like now to focus on certain announcement, what we believe is going to happen in the near future. We confirmed that we are ready to launch a multi-pay offer in Q2. This will wrap up as a project of triple play, which we started a few years ago. The main difference from the client perspective, which is the most important for us perspective, is the product which is designed for them specially and convenient. It means one subscription for three services, one payment, one agreement, and one point of contact. In April 2010, we started the production of HD set-top boxes in our own factory, which will have positive impact on our operating cost, because as usually we manage to cut the cost of the set-top box by roughly speaking 20-25%. So a part of the emergency purchases, we should buy only DVRs from the third parties. Our VOD project is going very well. despite the fact that we still do not have the contract with the Hollywood studios. We managed to sell a few hundred thousand events from the moment of launch, and we are very close to sign the agreements with the two chosen by us Hollywood studios, which we believe will have a very positive impact on the level of the sales in the service, because the content we choose is the one of the best in the world. The most important factor which will determine the development of our internet project and the number of the customers is the reach of the network. Today we have about 30% of our customers in the reach of the network, and we have the indications from the companies we are working with, Aero2 and Sferia, that their plan is to cover 75% of our customers until 2012. This will allow us to go more aggressively for the customers, not in terms of the offer, because I believe it's very well designed, but in terms of the number of acquired customers. We are working also on another product, which we call home telephony. It is a substitution of the fixed line telephony without any investment, because we are planning to do it in the radio technology over in, existing network, but it will be the product to complete the portfolio of the services which are required by Polish households, so TV, internet, mobile, and home, as we call telephony. So these are the most important facts in the past and in the near future, and now we are ready for the Q&A session. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star, then one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. The first question comes from the line of Darius Gorski. Please go ahead and announce your company name.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Darius Gorski, Wood & Co. A few questions, if I may. First of all, congratulations on record high earnings. After the questions, could we go a little bit into the details of the MPong profitability? From what I recall, last year when you announced the transaction, the EBITDA margin was fairly thin, and the company was deriving most of its revenues from the sale of Polkomton products. Since you were not able to renegotiate or extend the agreements with Polkomtel, it looks to me that the company may at least initially be in the red, and if we could quantify the impact of consolidation of MPunkt in the next couple of quarters on your results. Secondly, I will be interested in the details or at least some flavor for the terms of your agreement with the actual providers of internet and other products, because you are, I understand, a reseller. So I would assume you are effectively working on some kind of margin, if you could comment on that. And also, since you are about to launch this on a greater scale, I understand that you will need to spend more on marketing. So again, if you could put those two items together. And the third question would be on your outlook on ARPU. Do you think the improvement is still sustainable? And last question is, how many of the clients of yours have already received the new terms of contract? Thank you very much.
Okay. So, MPunkt. We believe that in the course of next three quarters, the loss on MPunkt should be in between 6 to 9 million. We do not forecast any further loss in 2011. We believe that the time we need to transform the company will be sufficient. So in the future, it will be the it will have a very positive impact on the on our sales and gross additions.
Are we talking EBITDA? Is this quarterly loss? Are we talking or
the combined the end of the year, whole year?
So combined loss, okay. And we're talking
whole
EBITDA,
year,
2010. Right?
2010.
We're talking EBITDA loss, yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The second question, I believe it. I didn't have a good connection, so if I missed a part of the question, please repeat it. But as far as I understood, you asked about the agreement with Aero. The agreement is exactly the same as it was when we announced the results of the 2009. The final agreement will be determined by the quality of the network. We, together with Aero and Sferia, we choose the technology HSPA Plus, which has theoretical internet speed of 21 megabits per second. Of course, in practice, that will be less, but the speed of the internet, the high quality of this network is one of the factors which will determine the final price Cyfrowy Polsat will pay for the services. Since the network is not completed and the parameters are not as Aero expects it could be, we are still working on the preliminary agreement. And from our perspective, it's a very good situation because with this number of the customers we have right now, it's 8,000 as of today, we are able to provide the best quality which meets in 100% our expectations. The third question about marketing expenses. Our strategy of implementing the product is to turn the company from a perception of TV TV satellite platform to the multiple play operator. So we believe that the money we'll have to spend for marketing will be very comparable to the money spent which we should spend marketing only DTH. So it might be slightly higher than last year, but it will not be a separate budget for internet, separate budget for telephony, and separate budget for DTH. This will be the marketing campaign based on the claim Cyfrowy Polsat is now a multiple play operator.
So it's more a brand than product, and you will be enhancing the...
I don't want to go into the details of the marketing campaign, but in terms of money, you can expect a very low growth.
Okay.
I should say maybe something around 10%.
Okay.
New terms and regulations, we still are in the process. So I don't want to give any predictions because
there will be 50% advance, or this is first quarter, and you were supposed to be relatively slow.
Every all terms and regulations were sent at the end of March.
Okay.
So today we are at the final stage of this project, but we have the. The agreement consensus of regulators to finish it at the end of the second quarter of this year. So you remember that it was designed this way that the clients or signed the agreement for the new defined period or they will pay 2 zloty more. We are not ready yet to give the figures of how many of them choose the first option and how many the second one.
Okay. And the outlook for Alpo, if I may? Given the new terms of agreement, I understand it's difficult, but on an organic, I mean, we're talking underlying trend, I mean, because some of your clients are just, you know, moving up in terms of packages, right? So if you were to base your assumption on this trend only, what sort of growth potential are we talking about?
You can't see the influence of terms and of new terms and regulation of the on the growth of ARPU yet. So if there is one, it will be visible from Q2, and actually I would believe that in Q3 really. Q2 probably is still marginal, but since Cyfrowy Polsat as a company hasn't decided to give any forward-looking statement yet, so I mean I don't want to give the specific figure. Definitely there will be a positive impact. The level of it, I'm sorry, but I cannot say anything yet.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question comes from the line of Andrei Knyuyarka. Please go ahead and announce your company name.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Andrei Knyuyarka, ING. What was your gross net addition figure for the first quarter, including the internal churn?
You asked for the net additions or gross?
No, gross additions, including the internal churn, because in the presentation we got a net figure excluding internal churn for gross additions. I just wonder how large the internal churn estimate was.
I'm quoting from my memory. I would say it would be around 180. No.
Right. And the other question I have is on the impact of currency depreciation on your content and transmission costs in the second quarter. Can you just maybe shed some light on how the impact is going to, how large the impact is going to be? And in particular, what I'm wondering is when you pay to the content providers or companies that you lease transponders capacity from, what kind of exchange rates are you using? Are you using the monthly average exchange rates, or are you using end of the month exchange rates, or it varies based by case by case?
Okay, so first part of your question. In the second quarter, we can observe some depreciation of Polish zloty, but in comparison to last year, we still have stronger zloty versus US dollar and euro. So when we compare on the quarterly basis, if these exchanges will be the same until the end of the second quarter of the year, we'll have the positive effect. If you want to compare to the first quarter of 2010, at the moment, let's say it's a ceteris paribus, at the moment we can talk about 2 to 3 million higher cost connected with weaker zloty versus euro and US dollar.
On monthly basis or on quarterly basis?
Quarterly basis. But, you know, now we are in the middle of May. We still have 1 month, 1.5 months to the end of the second quarter. So it's very difficult to predict what will happen within the next 6 weeks. That's why we are talking, as I use the expression, ceteris paribus, as it is now.
So if the, say, zloty rate to euro and dollar would stay roughly where it was quarter to date, your content cost would be only bigger, larger by 2 to 3 million quarter on quarter?
Yeah.
Right. And in terms of...
of course, we are talking only on the influence of FX.
Yes, yes. Other things constant. Yeah, and the payments for the invoices, are they end of month or using?
This is the exchange rate from the day of the invoice.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And once again, it's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time.
Thank you very much, everyone, for participating in this conf call, and hope to that you will join us again in 3 months from now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.